Hey everybody, it's the 15th of July, and for pray today, I would like to take you to the 15th chapter of Proverbs. And the 23rd verse says this: "A man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word." I'll read that one more time. A man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. Now, some of you might be thinking, what I first thought is, what does the word apt mean? A-P-T. I don't even know what that word means, and I'll be honest with you, I had to look it up. An apt word is a word that is appropriate or suitable. So let me say this with those words in there. A man finds joy in giving an appropriate or suitable reply, and how good is a timely word. Now, this verse reminds me of just how important our words to others, our replies to others are, that they need to be appropriate and suitable. So this may take the form of rejoicing with someone for their victories. So you'll find joy in celebrating someone else's victories with them with your words. Maybe it's words of encouragement for people who are discouraged. So right away, I want to challenge you today to find someone who has a victory in their life. Maybe they are expecting. Maybe they just had a success at work, or got a raise, or got a promotion, or got a job, or maybe they had a milestone in their life. I want you to find that person today and have an apt reply to that victory in their life by rejoicing with them, celebrating with them with your words, with an apt reply. I want you to find somebody today who is discouraged and give them an apt reply to their discouragement. Maybe you want to write down a scripture verse for them and hand it to them, or email or text that to them. Or maybe today you'll find someone who is hurting, and you will give an apt reply with some words of empathy. Not saying, "I know exactly how you feel," because nobody wants to hear that. But being able to be with them in their pain, to say, "I'm so sorry you're going through this, and I want to sit here for a moment in this hurt with you." And maybe God will call you to pray for them, pray with them. So I want you today to do that. That's your homework assignment for Pray Today. Today is to find someone who has a victory in their life and rejoice with your words. To find someone who needs encouragement or empathy and reach out to them with your words, either written or spoken, to build them up today. Let's make Jesus look good today with our apt replies. And it says we'll find joy for ourselves in doing that. Let's pray for those opportunities. Lord, today we will walk into people. We know of people. Maybe we find people online on Facebook or social media who have a victory in their lives. And Lord, may we step outside of our own interests, and may we celebrate with an apt reply of celebration and encouragement to them. Lord, may we find someone today who needs an apt reply of encouragement, who is downtrodden, who is discouraged, who is hurting, who has suffered loss. Today, may you use me to reach out to them, to build them up, to empathize with them, to encourage them, to bring them hope through prayer and through your word. Lord, may we have conversations today or write letters today that we don't even know where it came from until we recognize that your Holy Spirit led us to do it. Father, would you use us today to encourage the discouraged, to build up those who are hurting, and to celebrate those today, Lord, who have experienced a victory or a good thing in their life, Lord. Use me today, and may the focus and the glory and the praise go to you. In Jesus' name, amen.